Can you hear that? That's the best note to hit all night, wasn't it? Ready? Is that too fast now? Thank you. Boy, I wish I could play a mandolin like that.
I do too, Frank.
You do? Here's a song that David wrote for his barn called On Top of Old Smoky. What inspired you to write this?
I don't know, Frank. I can't figure it out. Worse than a thief.
cross-hearted lover will send you to the grave. The grave will decay you and turn you to dust. Not one girl in a hundred that a poor boy can trust.
Say, Mr. John Green, you don't have any water, do you? I sure appreciate some water. I'd like to thank all you folks for coming all the way out here and hearing us from New York. I ain't been out here for about 50 years, I think it is. It's sure nice to see me. I sound as bad as ever. Younger get the worse I play. I'd like to do another tune here before I introduce everybody. I ain't going to introduce you. I'm scared you might leave. Am I in trouble? You ain't going to hack band music. Here's a song I wrote, I think, actually before David These Guys was born. And it's on that record. It's won a Grammy, I think. And we're really happy about it. It's on the internet?
It's on the internet also.
And I only have one copy.
You wrote it when you wrote
Yeah, usually I say that to sell records, but that's the truth of this time. I got a lot of others you can buy.
Actually, there's a mandolin lesson, catnip, on the internet. Don't tell them to go to candlewater.com.
Anyway, I appreciate y'all being such a good audience. Here's one I wrote called Catnip. Thank you. Thank you much. I wish I could write songs like that. I'd like to introduce everybody here. The feller I've known about 100 years, and he ain't even 40 years old yet. He's a guy that never gets old. I get mad at him because he looks about twice my age, and he's only 40. And here I just turned 65. And I got another birthday coming up. But when you get younger like me, you're not ashamed of your age anymore, and you're happy that you're alive. And healthy. Does that sound okay? And Dave Nelson's one of the finest guitar pickers, especially. He plays a lot of lead and rhythm. Give David a big hand. I often get to do interviews and I tell people what I think about him. Sometimes they don't publish him because I tell the truth. He's a super guitar player. Bluegrass, you can't beat him. He has an electric band too, he plays in. I ain't going to brag on that too much. But he's a master at that. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Ben's Greg.
A good person.
I'm not in the county jail. Yes, warden, I'm just here to get my baby out of jail.
Dedicate that especially to John Green and Skip, because John has always been a good air conditioner. I mean a fan, excuse me, I got that mixed up. As some lady came up a while ago and said, you got a lot of good air conditioners in here, don't you? I said, what you mean? She said, she means fans. That does, boy, you back in talk words, you get me scared here. Here's another song I wrote actually before I was born, about 1956. And it's a quartet, it's minors. I was born actually I was born in 34. I'm not telling the truth about that, am I? I didn't write that before I was born. Well, I'm embarrassed now. Don't forget, we're going to do two sets because we got so many good songs. We ain't going to have time to do them on one because we want to give some records away. Hey, I hear that little one. No, that's okay. I have four, it's older than me. Don't you worry about that. Here's Counting on David.
Well, David, David,
good Lord,
what a shepherd boy.
Good Lord,
he killed a giant.
Good Lord,
shout for joy.
Good Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, laid on his heart, hallelujah.
How long did it rain?
Good Lord.
How long did it fall?
Good Lord.
40 days and nights.
Good Lord.
And it did stop.
Good Lord.
Little David
laid on his heart, hallelujah, hallelujah, laid on his heart, hallelujah.
Well, God told Noah,
good Lord,
to build an ark. 40 days and nights,
good
even
Lord,
rain and stars.
Good Lord,
little David
laid on his heart, hallelujah, hallelujah, laid on his heart, hallelujah.
Hey. I counted on Adam,
good Lord.
I counted on Cain,
good Lord.
I counted on Jonah,
good Lord.
He was starting on Judah.
Good
he
Lord.
Proved untrue.
Good Lord.
Tell world Davy, I'm counting on you.
Good Lord.
Little David
played on his harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Played on his harp, hallelujah.
They threw Daniel in the lion's den because he would not worship men. Little David
played on his harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Played on his harp, hallelujah.
David was a shepherd boy. He killed a giant. Shout for joy. Little David
played on his harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Played on his harp. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah.
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 Thank you. Here's another tune I wrote. I wrote it for a lady who was studying the mandolin under me. She's 75 years old now, and it's on her new CD. I wrote this song for when I have somebody, it's a student sometimes, I usually write a song for them. This is called Miss Izzy, and it's also on the Extravaganza album, and that was Now and This Is Then. It's on that. See what you all think about one called Miss Izzy. She still plays a mandolin. How did I start there? Oh, okay.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce the fella playing the dobro here. Actually, me and Pete go back,
way back.
We go back. We met each other before Frank was born.
Yeah.
It's true. So, we were in the seventh grade together. We had Miss Cooper. She used to take us away by our ear like this. She knew just the point, you know. Anyway, but I digress. This is Peter Grant on the dobro.
Well, I'd never met him before, but I'm sure glad you came down. You sent awful bad on that. If I could play a dobro, I'd get me a job with a good band like Frank Sinatra where I could make some money on it. Here's one he's never tried either. We'll do this one called South America. David told me about this. T for Texas. That's South America, right?
South Texas.
For Tennessee, la la. Well, T for Texas, T for Tennessee. And T for Thelma's made a wreck of me. Gonna buy me a shotgun long as I am tall, la la. Gonna buy me a shotgun long as I am tall. Gonna shoot that rascal that stole away my gal. Well, T for Texas, T for Tennessee, la la. Well, T for Texas, T for Tennessee. And T for them has made a wreck of me. Hey! He's rocky, but he won't be rocky long, Lord, Lord. Well, the road is rocky, but he won't be rocky long. For another man has got my woman and gone. You'll never miss your water till the wells run dry, Lord, Lord. You'll never miss your water till that wells run dry. You'll never miss your woman till she said goodbye. Bam, bam. A great long shiny barrel, la la. Gonna buy me a pistol, a great long shiny barrel. Gonna shoot that rascal who stole away my gal. Well, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long, la la. Oh, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. For another man has got my woman and gone.
Let me hear that dobro now. Play that bass.
How do you do that? You're supposed to be that good.
me do that again. Well, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long, la la. Oh, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Oh, another man has got my woman and gone.
Bless you. When I get to be my age, I'm going to be able to play a mandolin like that. In case there's any mandolin pickers in here, I got some lesson tapes. I only have a couple of them, too. I came from New York about three days ago, and I've been staying with Jim. He's doing a record, and I'd like to thank him for booking me out here at these shows. I really appreciate it and appreciate you all coming. Give Jim Moss a hand for getting me out here in the greens for booking me. We're going to do another tet. How do you spell that anyway? A tet. Oh, a quartet. He's got me back in talk words again. I'll call your Maho. She will send you your room.
No matter what you do, they always get you back in talk words, don't they?
Ain't that the truth? They really do. Gosh dang. Here's a Maho in Jerusalem Maho.
Do it in G.
No, do it in G instead.
Okay.
Well, I went to church last Sunday morning. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Heard all them sinners just a moaning and a groaning. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? That souls are singing and the joy bells are ringing. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan?
Don't you hear Jerusalem?
were supposed to take some of
that.
You camp here? Okay.
Is that the last one?
Yeah.
Oh, he said that's, we have to do one more, and then we're going to take a break and give some records away, let y'all stretch your leg. If y'all go away, we're going to go with you.
Okay.
Because we're enjoying your music very much, because you're playing awful good. Here's the first song now. I got to tell what the date was I wrote this in here. I wrote this in here, and I think in about 1953, I'd been playing a mandolin. I started when I was about 16. I wasn't supposed to be telling my life story. We're supposed to be playing music. I wrote this in 1953, the New Camp Town Races. We hope y'all like it. I'm going to play it about medium fast the first round through, because I like to speed it up to about 90 miles an hour so everybody else can take a decent break. Because they gave me some coffee, and that makes me play too fast. Thank you.
Uh-oh, what are you doing, Dave? Thank you.
I'm very delighted to bring out for you guys somebody that had quite an influence on us all in the Oakland days of the late 70s. So let's bring out again Mr. Frank Wakefield and his great friends.
Kick off with a new mandolin here. Try this out. You want, son? You want a drink of water? Do you really? You get fancy for these folks, all right? It's all right, it's all right. You know, the guy that made that mandolin, he made this tailpiece I got from him about 30 years ago. And I've held on to it. And that's a super good mandolin. I've never seen anybody can make a mandolin any better. But I'm really embarrassed. When you get to be my age, you forget people's names. And does anybody know his name that made that mandolin? How do you say that name? Somebody knows him. Huh? Cliff. Huh? I know.
Cliff the Great.
Cliff the Great. Won't you give him a good hand for making such good mandolins?
Stand up, Cliff.
Doggone, you ought to endorse one for me. I won't trade you in then. That's really fine. Thanks very much for letting me use that tonight. I need the extra mandolin tonight. Here's Pistol Packin' Mama. This is on a record that David wrote years ago. He wrote this song years ago. What inspired you to write it?
It was when I was in prison in Sing Sing.
Oh, so I thought it was Alcatraz.
No, Sing Sing.
Oh, Sing Sing, all right.
Two-part.
Packing mama, lay that pistol down. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Mr. Packing mama, lay that pistol down.
Now she kicked out the windshield, she hit me over the head. Gustin cried and said aloud and wished that I was dead.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Mr. Packing mama, lay that pistol down. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Mr. Packing mama, lay that pistol down.
Was I having fun? Till that night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run.
Let your pistol down, babe, let your pistol down. Mr. Packin' Mama, let your pistol down. Let your pistol down, babe, let your pistol down. Mr. Packin' Mama, let your pistol down.
Night, babe, I woo you every day. I'll be your regular daddy if you'll put that gun away.
Let pistol down, babe, let that pistol down. Mr. Packin' Mama, let that pistol down. Let pistol down, babe, let that pistol down. Mr. Packin' Mama, let that pistol down. Thank you.
Whitening there.
That song, Pistol Packin' Mama, was the title song of an album that Frank and I made in the 70s with Don Reno and Chubby Wise. Did anybody hear about that?
Yeah.
Do we have any copies of that? Huh? With us? Do you have any copies?
No, I wish I did. They wouldn't give me none.
Well.
The record companies usually, if they don't pay you, they give you some records, so... They gave me so many already, I guess they figured they paid me enough. I'll try again. Well, I would like to do one called, years ago when I was in California, me and David was working on some music. He's letting me hear a lot of the Mexican music where they play those funny kind of harp and that tricky timing. And I heard some of those good musicians like it, and I said, I'll write a song, and I call it Stexican Monk. I mean Mexican stomp. And David helped me with it on the timing. You notice the timing on this, we're fixing to procrastinate. Is that the right word?
That's right.
Oh. Yeah. I'm gonna ing him some learnish. Did I back that saber?
Yeah, I think so.
Boy, that feller's crazy, ain't he? Y'all know who he means?
See, we got you back to talk with
you. You got me tickled, you oughtn't do that. Thank you. wanted David to text Logan. Won't you tell about this, David? About Diamond Joe.
This is an old song that Tex Logan took and wrote some real words to. I mean, the old words are just kind of like fiddle tune words, kind of nonsense. And Tex Logan put the story to it and everything like that, and he told me to play it. Actually hummed the notes in my ear and everything is going. No, use that sixth there. All this stuff is kind of funny. Anyway, it's called Diamond Joe. Diamond Joe, come and get me. My wife's going and quit me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe. Diamond Joe, I don't know when I'll ever be back here again. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. Shiny tin to keep my paper collars in. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. And I'm gonna walk in the city square with all this bear grease in my hair. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. Show them Boston bells the time. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. And I'm gonna buy me a shiny gun just to show the boys some fun. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. With me, Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe.
Yeah, man.
All right. Thank
you. Which one? Here's a tune that Jim wrote on the fiddle. It's mighty nasty. You ought to get your job with the, what's his name, Isaac Perlman or Isaacs?
Frank Wakefield.
What inspired you to write this tune?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think three more. Great.
Come we are.
¶¶
That's the first time I ever tried that, and boy, I hope I did a good job for you folks out there. Yeah, thank you.
We're gonna get Frank to record that here. When is it? Sunday? Sunday, you're gonna record it.
When are we playing tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're playing at Pacific Grove. I don't know if they can hear me through this microphone. Tomorrow we're playing in Pacific Grove. You guys want to follow us along? You can go to the Denny's with us. We like actually ham and cheese omelets with a little bit of bacon and onion. So as long as you like that, you're welcome with us. What we're going to do is, isn't there something like karma-wise, isn't that kind of like bad to like go to a sushi bar across the street from an aquarium? Is that... I don't know. We're going to be playing at Nina Kelly's. One thing you should know is, these guys are having a fight back there. One thing you should know is we have a website. It's called candlewater.com. Just two words, candle, water, all lower caps, all lowercase. And you can get a hold of lots of information about where the band's going to play. And there's lots of photographs and interviews with Frank. You know, Frank baked that mandolin at, what was it, 300 degrees?
No, 150.
150 degrees to get the tone, and he painted it with epoxy paint from an auto parts store. There's a lot to be read on that website. Candlewater.com. Huh? Yeah, that was red, it was black, and it was white.
Bless you. Now you told them where we're going to play tomorrow, right?
Nina Kelly's.
Nina Kelly's. Y'all
Nina
ever hear
that? It's actually at a cafe somewhere.
We don't want to hear no excuses. No excuses. What's the name of the place?
Steve, what is
what
the name?
What town's it in?
It's in Pacific Grove.
Y'all ever hear of Pacific Grove?
Yeah. Just a hop and a skip across the freeway there.
If y'all don't come see us, I'm gonna trade you in.
We're also playing in Berkeley at the Freight and Salvage on the 24th. And if you happen to get to Santa Monica on the 25th.
Can I go too?
Well, I don't know.
Here's another song I wrote years ago, and I got a student to name it for me. I didn't know what sabbatical meant then, because...
If you happen to get to Santa Monica on the 25th.
Can I go too?
Well, I don't know.
Here's another song I wrote years ago, and I got a student to name it for me. I didn't know what sabbatical meant then, because I went to Harvard and Yale and those places like that, but I didn't learn to spell very good, see. And I didn't know what the word sabbatical meant, and I still am not sure. And I wrote a tune, and it's awful ugly. It's ugly and slow. And you think so too, don't you? It's ugly. Okay. Sabbatical, see what you all think about it. Thank you. Here's David, pretty little mist out in the garden. Thank you for the good hand on that. In case they asked us to stop playing, I don't know what the rules is for. We'll get through doing all of these tunes. We'll probably stay till you all run us out. We're going to keep trying to get as many tunes in as we can. What inspired you to write this one, Dave?
That was when I was in Alcatraz.
Oh, Alcatraz. Oh, man.
This was the one.
Tune a lot of times, but one good thing about a mandolin, it sounds like it's more of me when it's out of tune. Y'all ain't in no hurry, are you? I'm going to trade this thing in, get me a good K. Jesus. Shoot, that sounded more like it does now than it did a while ago, don't it?
What is it about when a mandolin goes out of tune? The advantages. What? Again? Sounds like there's more of you.
Yeah, that is to my advantage when it goes out of tune. It sounds like there's more of me. I guess. That's okay.
Darling, you've toyed with a toy heart. You played with my poor heart like a toy. This toy broke and then we'll have to part. It never can be mended. I hope this romance ended. Darling, you've toyed with a toy heart.
Darling, you've toyed with a toy heart.
Why, I think I played the game right from the start. This toy heart was broken and parting words spoken. Darling, he toyed with a toy heart. Darling, my time will come someday. Time alone will heal this broken heart. The clouds will roll away. Up will shine someday. Darling, you toyed with a toy heart.
Darling, you toyed with a toy heart.
Why, I think I played the game right from the start. This toy heart was broken and parting words spoken. Darling, you toyed with a toy heart.
Here's a real slow one called Haiti Kill.
Thank you.
I'd like to do another song here. We've never tried this one that we're fixing to do before. It's real low. And he has to sing like a great big man singing bass. And I'd like to dedicate this to Steve's parents. Won't you tell them about this, Steve?
My parents are here tonight, and they drove all the way up from Madera to see us. So here's to you, Mom and Dad. Thanks.
What are we going to do?
Miss Swan and Miss Swan, I didn't know you had kids older than you. I didn't know you was older than them.
I am, by a lot.
So it's first time, if we don't do it perfect, y'all underlook it, okay? It's an awful ugly song, maybe you'll give us. And four, too. There he goes again. I'm going to trade this in, I'm serious. That's such a pretty tune, and I want to be in perfect tune. Just anybody can't play out of tune, are they?
Yeah, that's right.
take care of my little brother. Tell him I'm going to rest. I know your little heart will be broken. He's all that you have left. Then she closed her eyes forever, never to see us once more, until we meet our darling on the bright and peaceful shore. I hear a sweet voice calling, way up in heaven on high. God has made room for you, daughter. Oh, mommy and daddy, don't cry. I hear a sweet voice calling, way up in heaven on high. God has made room for your daughter. Oh, mommy and daddy, don't cry.
Yeah, all right.
We haven't given the banjo player a chance to do something by himself. First time I met him was two or three days ago. Won't you testify? Put a hurting on it, all right? Thank you. had a lot of requests to do the Orange Blossom Special, and most fiddle players hate to do it, but I'm going to do it featuring the mandolin on this. And I do some awful mean stuff in this here. You probably do too. We've never played this together. Because fiddle players hate this song because people do it all the time, the Orange Blossom Special.
They don't do it. They ask for it. Even my mother asked for it. With no accompaniment.
Oh, ready? Coming down the railroad track. It's the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back.
You better not play it fancy as me. What do you want? Now come on, you gotta talk straight to these folks. They're like you, they're straight. What do you want? Say, I want my mommy. You don't want no drink of water. I got a bottle sitting right here. Okay, if you ain't gonna talk, you get fancy for these folks, all right? Say, all right. Say, all right. Say, all right. Are you going to speed up? You're going to go real fast, about 90 miles an hour, so, huh? Would you all like to hear me do one by myself and then get the band to do one with me? I have to make this mandolin sound like a guitar picker with me. I have to do two parts at one time. I'm not going to do one I wrote because it's pretty complicated. I'm going to do a simple song where I do these harmonies. See what you all think about it, and you'll probably recognize the song when you hear it. I bet every one of you recognizes something. I've got to get comfortable here because that's hard to play. Thank you for the encore. Bless you. Thank you very much. We'd do one more here. We'd like to walk in Jerusalem. We ain't did this for 40, 50, or even 100 years. John, what did you say?
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I'll meet you there on that lad day.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord.
in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready, I want to be ready, I want to be ready, Lord, to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
Some will come a crippled and some will come a lame.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
And some will come a walking in Jesus' name.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord. Walking in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord. Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
John came a-preaching at the holy shore.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I'll meet you there when the first call's o'er.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord. Walking in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord. Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Over Jordan, and what did I see?
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I seen the Lord coming after me.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord. Walking in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord. Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Some will come a crippling, some will come a lame.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
And some come a walk in Jesus' name.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord. Walking in Jerusalem just like John. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready, Lord. To walk in Jerusalem. Just like John.